From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. In February, a company called Change Healthcare was hit by a cyber attack. And now we're hearing about companies getting hit by hackers every single day. And it often becomes background noise because we aren't always directly impacted. But the Washington Post has reported that as many as 50% of the medical claims in the United States go through Change Healthcare, including claims by many Idaho hospitals and doctors. Now, this has hit doctors and hospitals, even patients, who have seen confusion over claims getting processed and even delays in approvals for medical care. So joining us today to talk more about this is Wes Drexler. He is the Deputy Director of the Idaho Department of Insurance. Wes, I want to welcome you to the program.
Thanks, Gemma. It's great to be here with you.
So can we just start with the basics? What is Change Healthcare?
Yeah, sure. Change Healthcare is a company actually owned by United Health Group, which is a large national insurance-related company. And it's used by many, used throughout the nation by many hospitals, pharmacies, healthcare providers, and insurance companies, primarily as part of their administrative and claims billing backroom systems.
And so they got hit with a cyber attack. So what do we know about what exactly happened? And also this happened about more than a month ago, correct?
Yeah, that's right. As you mentioned, it was in February that Change Healthcare discovered that it had been a victim of a cyber attack. And as part of that cyber attack, the hacking group known as Black Cat had taken essentially their computer systems and encrypted them, blocked them from having access to it. And so when that occurred, Change Healthcare responded when they lost control of their data systems by disconnecting and turning off these services that are mm-hmm. used by many more, I think, hospitals, pharmacies, and healthcare providers than perhaps many of us realized. As you mentioned, we've learned that more than potentially up to 50% of health insurance claims in some way go through one of the systems that was affected by this Change Healthcare cyber attack.
So I want to talk about some examples, Wes, of some of the Idaho hospitals or even providers who were impacted. And I'll give one example to begin. So when this happened, before I even knew that this had happened, I went to pick up a prescription at St. Luke's and they filled it. But then they said something like, we're having some issues billing. So you will get a bill eventually. So here's your prescription. We'll bill you later. And then about a day later, I find out about this, the cyber attack that happened. So I know that happened to a lot of folks, but give us some other examples, because a large organization like St. Luke's was able to really kind of, they can wait to bill people, right? They can continue to fill these prescriptions like a St. Luke's, a St. Al's. Not all healthcare providers, though, in the state have that ability to do that.
Yeah, that's a great example of one of the ways that Idahoans were affected by this change, by this breach, right? As these systems were shut down, many of us didn't realize and didn't know that Change Healthcare was behind the scenes helping move information between the providers, between the pharmacies and the insurance companies, so that people could receive their bills, could get their drugs. So you're spot on, but it was much broader than just the pharmacies that were affected. Mm-hmm. Hospitals and healthcare providers were unable to check if people had insurance or what services were covered by someone's insurance. Providers were unable to submit prior authorization requests to the individual's insurance company, or even get paid, as you said, on the pharmacy and on other services, because these systems were used to bill and to receive the money from the insurance company, the reimbursements. Those were all stopped for a period of time while those systems were down, and it affected, as you said, the providers. Pharmacies mm-hmm. and big hospitals can handle it, but smaller clinics may. What we've heard is that many have experienced a lot harder time with the with this disruption, being able to be able to continue to keep those doors open and get and have their bills paid since the disruption really stopped that flow of information going back and forth to the insurance companies.
So, Wes, what would you say was the largest impact of this cyber attack on patients?
Well, I think honestly, it could have been worse than it was. What we heard the most was really what you experienced, Gemma, was people were going to the pharmacies and either having to have experiencing a delay in being able to fill their prescriptions, or having a delay in at least the billing of the prescription. So beyond that, we've heard that as we work through this, as the providers work through this issue, they had to find other ways to work around the systems that were down. Mm-hmm. So even some of them went back to using fax or paper submissions, which takes time, right? Slows things down. So that's, I think, mm-hmm. where we've seen the biggest impact is, providers here in Idaho have been working hard. Insurance companies have been working hard to mitigate this, but it does take time and slows down the normal processes that we're used to.
So can we talk a little bit about prior approval? What is this and how does it work? And I'm asking this because how were prior authorizations being impacted by the attack?
This was another one of the systems that systems that was affected by Change Healthcare is when certain drugs or certain healthcare services are needed. Part of the insurance contract is that the provider or the pharmacy asks first and asks for approval from the insurance company mm-hmm. for that service mm-hmm. or for that prescription. It's one of the ways that insurance companies check that the most medically appropriate and cost-effective means of treatment are being prescribed or being performed. And so it's if those prior approvals are not handled quickly and there's not a quick response from the insurance company, such as in this case where that normal means of communication was disrupted, then that can result in delays to care. And that's part of the concern that we had at the Department of Insurance. We reached out to the insurance companies that operate here in Idaho and really stressed that they look for ways to mitigate any sort of delays in the care of individuals. We didn't want nobody wants people having delays in especially critical care needs mm-hmm. just because a back end system went down.
So what about payment claims, Wes? Are patients getting calls that they owe money to their doctor that maybe they don't owe because of this hack?
That's not something that we've heard of. But okay. If what I do want to stress is if you are receiving something like that you're receiving a bill that you didn't expect, please do reach out to your doctor, see if this is part of what's being affected by this Change Healthcare cybersecurity breach. And if the doctor says it is, or if you have questions, you can also reach out to the insurance company. We've instructed the insurance companies to put clear information on their websites about how to reach them if there is any issue caused by this disruption. They should have direct lines that you're able to reach somebody at the insurance company, and they are working to resolve those types of issues as soon as possible.
So what are you asking insurance companies to be doing right now to help patients, but also healthcare providers who are still, I would think, Wes, having to be waiting out of this backlog?
That's right. The Department of Insurance issued a bulletin a few weeks ago addressing some of these concerns because of this disruption. We've also had a number of conversations before that bulletin. It's bulletin 2401, and really asking that the health insurance companies work with those providers, see if there's any way to help work through these periods of the information not being able to be the systems that are affected being resolved. There's been some providers that have been able to work with the insurance company to work out a payment, an interim payment until the data can all be rectified and corrected. But really, it's working to make sure that they mitigate the harm to the public, right? To the patients, mm-hmm. make sure that there's no delays there. And thankfully, what we are seeing is that some of those critical systems that do affect care have been coming up over this last several weeks. So some of the pharmacy network services have been restored by Change Healthcare, and some of the other electronic payment platforms have been restored over the last few weeks. So it feels like we are coming through this, and most of the worst of it is behind us.
Mm-hmm. I have less than a minute with you. So very quickly, is there a way to prevent this sort of thing from happening again? Or is this kind of the way of the world right now?
Gosh, cybersecurity events, you know, these can be just so bad for everyone. Mm-hmm. They can cause massive disruption as we've seen in this case. You know, there's a number of things that we're doing at the Department of Insurance to work with insurance companies on their cybersecurity. And improving that, making sure that they're up to best practices. It really is something that we're going to continue to work on. It's hard to avoid completely. We know, as you said, this is something that's happening across all industries all the time. And just continued focus on improving our security and making sure that these types of events can be mitigated and avoided as much as possible.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us about this. We really do appreciate the conversation.
Yeah, happy to, Gemma. It's been my pleasure.
We've been talking with Wes Drexler. He is the Deputy Director of the Idaho Department of Insurance. We've been discussing a cyber attack on the company that processes many of the healthcare claims all across the United States. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.